The word today is daily bread. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. In the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Give us today our daily bread," which means the necessities of life. God graciously provides what is necessary to survive. But we sometimes also want cake, as though the Lord owes us whatever our heart desires. As we mature in faith, we see that the simpler, more pure things are often God's best blessings. Here with more about this basic principle of faith is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Daily Bread.
It's great to have you back listening to The Word Today. I hope that you will feel refreshed by our program, that you will feel as though you're being drawn closer to the Lord God, and especially to our Savior Jesus Christ. Know that all over the world, in dozens of different dialects and languages, millions of people are listening to The Word Today. And we're all making ourselves students of the Bible and learning about Jesus. It's a wonderful thing to know that whether you are listening in a group to a radio or whether you're listening on a phone or some personal device in private, you're a part of a global network of people that are using the Word of God in order to draw closer to Him. So I hope that fills you with great joy. Today we're going to spend some time on the Lord's Prayer and a particular phrase that talks about our material, our physical needs. And it's in verse 11 where we pray, "Give us today our daily bread." Bread is very important and very symbolic in the Bible, going back into the Old Testament, back into the book of Genesis and Exodus, all the way back to the beginning accounts of people in the Bible. Bread is seen as sustenance, as a symbol of life. It's basic. It supplies the needs of the body. It's not the only food that we eat or that we can make benefit of, but it is symbolic of God's providence, of His giving us sustenance from the good earth that He made. I always think about how much modern man has messed up food. We've processed it and repackaged it and turned it into some, at the moment, very sweet and very tantalizing tasting things, but they're not really that good for the bodies that God created. It's usually best to stick with what maybe to the taste bud is more plain food, but more healthy for us as humans. With that in mind, bread is a great example of a good gift that God has given us to sustain us. The bread is seen symbolic, highly symbolic, in the account of the Passover in Exodus, where the Israelites were to be freed and they were to have a meal with a lamb that was butchered and the blood put on the doorposts of the house in order to spare the firstborn son from the angel of death. This was part of the punishment upon the ancient Egyptians. And that was known as the Passover, that meal, that event. And it involved unleavened bread, flat bread, because of the quickness of the event, the suddenness with which they would exit from Egypt. We go into the wilderness in the Old Testament with the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, and there is a substance called manna. Literally, in the Hebrew, what is it? The people were mystified. You could have said it was mystery food from God. It's elsewhere called the bread of angels, and it was the miraculous provision of the Lord to sustain the people day by day in the desert. Another critically important use of bread in the Bible is at the Lord's Supper, which ties in to the Old Testament account of the Passover. It was during that Passover meal that Jesus took bread and broke it and said these critical words, "This is my body, which is given for you." He also said of the cup of wine, "This is my blood, which is shed for you for your forgiveness." So Jesus was using this humble substance, this food, bread, in a very powerful way to convey the benefits of his crucifixion. It's a mystery. It's a profundity. It's so beautiful. And I hope that if you're just starting to look into Christianity, if you're not really learned or haven't spent that much time with the Bible, and maybe the Lord's Supper is more of a question to you than a certainty, that you take the time to look into it. When you get baptized, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you're born again, so to speak, if you're an adult who's able to discern the significance of the Lord's Supper, it becomes a profound and beautiful thing to receive that bread and that wine as it is spiritually the body and blood of Christ for our forgiveness. Now, this idea of daily bread, as it says here, "Give us today our daily bread." You know, the people in the wilderness had to live on that basis literally. They literally depended on God to give them their sustenance day by day. And we think about the way that the Lord provides for us, that our bodies utilize these things, and yet we hardly think, we hardly consider about the mixture of air that we breathe and how it is perfect for our bodies to function. The water, most of our weight is made up of water. We're creatures that need this for ourselves. The temperature, and being on a planet that is conducive to life itself, and the plants and the animals that provide so much for us. And then just the fact of sleep and the rest that our bodies get. All of these are daily material necessities that the Lord provides for us. He provides life itself as the creator. He provides the necessities that we have in order to live. And then spiritually, there's also spiritual bread, spiritual sustenance. And I hope that if you're first coming to listen to this program, you understand that it's not enough just to have a good physical life. The Lord wants to feed us on his word. He wants us to live spiritually. You're not really alive spiritually if you're apart from the Lord God. If you're just living your existence, there's another whole life waiting for you. And I hope that you will come to know Jesus Christ and learn what it means that God gives us the bread of life. You know, that's what Jesus called himself. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry." Jesus is the water, the Spirit of God. It's the drink that can help sustain you and fill your soul so that you'll never hunger again, so that you will never thirst again. Which brings up a point about God's provision and the vast number of people on our planet that are hungry and starving. What about global hunger and starvation? Christians who are really in touch with the Bible don't neglect us. There are many people who are just nominal and they say they're associated or affiliated, but they don't really have a heart for the hungry, for the poor. Authentic Christians give money. They support causes to get food and clean water into the hands of those that are suffering. We have so much wastefulness and corruption and indifference in this world. The Lord has provided us plenty of material means. He's given us the animals, the plants. We have the ability. But it is largely due to corruption and violence that people go hungry. And Christians must share. Christians have to do something, to put their faith into action. as James, brother of Jesus, said, what good is it if you see someone who's hungry or needing clothing and you say, go, be warm, well-fed, and you don't do a blessed thing about it? Your faith is worthless in that case. And this is a reprimand for all these Christians who are seeking to get rich, all the ones who are trying to amass wealth for themselves and not do anything for the poor and the needy, for the suffering, for the hungry. You better look yourself in the mirror and start to figure out that your faith has to be put into action and not just lip service. True Christians practice what the Bible calls hospitality, giving of ourselves, sharing from what God has given to us. The early Christians practiced almsgiving. That meant giving to the poor, giving to the needy. I hope that if you're a believer and you've never really taken this seriously, that your conscience is pricked, that you start to recognize you've got some repenting to do. You have something to do in order to, as Christ, to meet the needs of the poor and the needy. One of the things that Jesus says at the judgment, he comes back and he says, he judges people based on what they're going to do in his name, not just what they say. He says, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. He says that to the righteous, to those that are condemned. He says, I was hungry and you didn't give me something to eat. You didn't give me something to drink. You didn't invite me in. Well, I hope that those Christians with material means will truly take this to heart and will start to develop a heart of empathy and compassion. As why Christian ministries, it's been in the name of Jesus for centuries that Christians have established orphanages and hospitals and seek to give clean water, all in the name of Jesus. The gifts that God has given us, the daily bread we get, is not to be bling. It's not to just to amass a fortune. It's to be used for the good of Christ and for his kingdom. We're not entitled to luxury. Luxury can actually be harmful to the soul. Too much makes us spiritually sick. So I encourage you to live with moderation, to receive the daily bread that God has given us with gratitude and not seek to get fat and rich, but to use this in Jesus' name to feed the hungry, to give a drink to the poor, to show the love of Jesus Christ to those that need to receive him and have salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.